Hello again and welcome back. Regular listeners to St. Louis on the Air will remember a series of our programs on an interdisciplinary study conducted by Washington and St. Louis universities. It was called For the Sake of All. It was referenced during our last segment. It focused on the link between health and social disparities. Using that as a foundation, St. Louis Public Radio has launched a new feature called The Listening Project, enabled through a grant from the Missouri Foundation for Health. With me to talk about it and about how you can participate in discussion on the study's findings and help find solutions to issues raised are Sally Altman, St. Louis Public Radio's Manager of News Partnerships, and Wendy Todd, our social media coordinator for this project. Ladies, thanks so much for being with us. Nice to have you.
Good to be here.
Thank you.
Sally, let me begin with you. You have a long history as a reporter on health issues over the years with the Post-Dispatch. Give me kind of an overview of the For Sake of All project and why we're using that as a foundation.
Well, you know, as you mentioned, Don, this is something we've covered in times past, and the For Sake of All preceded the death of Michael Brown. It really is a template for looking at the issues on racial disparities in the St. Louis area. It addresses health, economic, and education disparities and shows that in St. Louis City and St. Louis County, those disparities are marked and have been in place for decades in this region.
One of the things I pointed out in the earlier segment was the disparity in the lifespan of young men and young women, primarily men, from certain zip codes, those are poorer areas to be sure, that they live 18 fewer years than people from the more affluent zip codes. That's just one example of how this system has been working.
It's shocking. I was just at a meeting this morning with a group of people at an organization called Connections to Success. It's based in the Water Tower complex at Grace Hill. And when we started talking about it zip code by zip code, people were shocked.
It is. It's very striking. Wendy Todd, let me turn to you with regard to how this is going to work. What is the structure going to be of the Listening Project?
We're going out into communities and engaging them on these issues and also discussing the findings from the For Sake of All project and asking, do these recommendations make sense to you, the recommendations that came out of the study? Are they applicable to your lifestyle? What would you like to see happen in your neighborhood? And we're really hoping that people will be willing to be really frank about the challenges.
When you talk about going out, are you talking about physically going out? Or are we talking about using social media?
Absolutely. Physically going out and sitting down with people. We'll also be engaging people on St. Louis Public Radio's social media platforms, which includes Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle for those platforms is the same across the board, STL Public Radio. And people can connect with us. And on Twitter, our hashtag is ListenSTL. So whenever you see a tweet with ListenSTL on it, that's us. And we're hoping that people will be willing to get back with us on social media and let us know what's important to them, what they want to discuss, and how they feel about some of the issues we're covering.
Sally Altman, what is the website going to be like? That's going to be a useful tool, obviously.
Yeah, we have it divided up into categories that people can look at curated articles on health, education, economics, on the history of the racial divide in St. Louis area, stories that not only we have done, but others have done across the country. If people are interested, there are audio components to it. They can look at short film clips as well. We have a list of books that might be of interest to people, and we hope that people take the opportunity to create some book clubs or even listening parties to discuss these issues in more depth.
And Wendy, they'll have the opportunity to participate through the website as comments and that sort of thing?
We don't have comments as of yet, but they can tweet us back on Twitter. My Twitter handle is @ Wendy Todd. And again, we're on St. Louis Public Radio's social media platforms, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, and we're hoping that people will engage with us there.
Sally, I can understand why this information would be useful to certain parts of our community, the parts that we're talking about where the For Sake of All study was focused. Why would it be important? Would this information be important to other parts of the community?
Yeah, I think that's inherent in the title of For the Sake of All. A healthy economically prosperous community is critical to every citizen. The cost to the community of a college dropout is a cost that we all feel in tax receipts, in less business being done in the community, in increased social services to individuals. So it matters to us. Every child born in the St. Louis area should be of interest to us because every child grows into an adult who contributes to our economic prosperity.
Is this going to be an ongoing project, or does it have a time frame which it will stop?
Sure. Well, we received funding from the Missouri Foundation for Health for a year-long study. However, this is a terrific opportunity for St. Louis Public Radio and our reporters to get into the neighborhood and tell stories from the community rather than about the community. And we expect to build on that forevermore in our reporting.
Wendy Todd, is the link to this, your website, going to be on our website, sdlpublicradio.org, or is it freestanding and alone?
It's within the existing St. Louis Public Radio website. The address is www.stlpublicradio.org/the listening project.
All right. And is it up yet?
It's up.
It is.
You can go there right now and check it out.
And what can I find there?
As Sally mentioned, we are covering a number of topics, history, race, economics. Again, there's audio and video. There's resources as well that are listed there in case people want to get more information or have some challenges they need to be addressed. And so we've listed some resources there too.
I understand, and I have just read recently about this, that you're working somehow too with the University of Missouri St. Louis Department of Communications.
We are.
What is that all about?
We are working with them to better understand how people get their news. We know that a lot of information is shared among friends. A lot of information is shared on social media. But we'd like to know more specifically, how often do you get your news off the television, off of a radio station? What radio station? We hope it's 90.7. But we also want to know who you listen to, who you go to as a news influencer in your neighborhood. This will help all of us connect better and create community.
Wendy, anything to add to that part of the equation? I mean, this is something you're going to be involved in, clearly.
I am. I'm just really hoping that people will be willing to engage with us and really be frank about what they're experiencing in their community and how they feel about their recommendations. Because it's one thing for a study to say, well, this is what we think should happen, but we want to hear from you and we want to know what you would like to happen and what would be really helpful in your everyday life.
At the end of the year, Sally Altman, what happens then?
At the end of the year, we share our survey findings with Missouri Foundation for Health and make them public for everybody. And hopefully we continue engaging with the community because it's our obligation and in the station's mission statement that we want to deeply inform our public about issues that affect their daily lives.
I would assume we'll be using our space here at Grand Center to engage with the community.
Absolutely.
And have some people come and visit and have some of these discussions that you're talking about.
Yeah, we've been training high school students to do the surveys for us at Grand Center, and they love the public media comments.
All right. Anything you want to add before we say goodbye, Wendy?
Final thought? You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Our handle across all those platforms is STL Public Radio, and our hashtag on Twitter is #ListenSTL. So hit us up.
Okay, folks, can go to our website, stlpublicradio.org, and find out more. Sally, final thought?
You can also email us at listeningproject@stlpublicradio.org.
That's The Listening Project, brand new from St. Louis Public Radio. Wendy Todd and Sally Altman, thanks so much for being with us. Now get back to work. Right?
Thank you.
Right,
thanks so much for being with us. Tomorrow on St. Louis on the Air, we'll talk with University of Missouri System President Tim Wolf about the state of the university and current issues in higher education. Archive versions of past St. Louis on the Air programs available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org. St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio 90.7 KWMU. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Don Marsh.